I always knew Daniel would find me out one day. That's why his text message, although it was a shock, wasn't really a surprise. E, I can't stand it anymore, his message said. Daniel never uses abbreviations when texting, apart from my name. I wonder why that is. It wasn't defined. I knew what he meant, though. It was the gap between the image of myself I'd sold him on and the reality. He'd fallen for the advertisement, but hadn't read the fine print. Now he wanted to return me like a defective product. It was my deficiencies, my social awkwardness, lack of interest in being a domestic goddess, and laziness, for starters. Then there was the way I drifted off when he explained the finer points of his job to me, and how I hid in a corner at his important work functions. It was the way I couldn't understand the effect of nitrates on river systems, how I stuck my fingers in my ears and hummed when he tried to explain this to me, and how I never gave the right answer when he asked what he had been saying. It was me. Another one-word text came through shortly after the first. Sorry. I'd contemplated that word with all its meanings and decided to take it at face value. Daniel was nothing if not politically correct, and if he said sorry, then he meant it. But if he was sorry, I was sorrier. Daniel and I were together for 12 months and 20 days. I've spent most of the time since we broke up wondering how I can fix it so that Daniel will love me again. Daniel and I met at a poetry reading organised by the local Writers' Centre. This unlikely intersection of Daniel's interests and mine occurred in Glee Books in Sydney. I say unlikely because Daniel isn't into poetry. Daniel is into environmental law. Our meeting was doubly unlikely because I had never planned to read my work aloud at all. On such strange chances, lives do turn. The night started, predictably enough. A middle-aged woman with fire engine red hair emoted about her secret lover. She counted off the syllables with hand movements that made me dizzy. An earnest young man delivered a ringing testament to vegetarianism. No meat, it's sweet. A dreadlocked student rapped about being oppressed. It was hard to see how he was. He was wearing $90 Vans on his feet. But you had to keep an open mind. I had been to open mic events before. I like to sit in a dark corner and listen. Poets are used to people like me. They leave me alone. Though I never performed, I always brought a poem and told myself, maybe next time, as I left. I knew I never would. On this night, the featured poet, a scary woman with asymmetrical black hair and elbow-high vinyl gloves, was launching her first collection, Dark Hymns from the Street. Cheap plonk flowed like the Parramatta River in flood. Alcohol contributed to the ensuing events, but it was not solely to blame. A lucky door prize was on offer. The winner would receive 1 hour of tattooing from the local tattoo shop. Tattoos have become so run-of-the-mill lately. For most people, that is. Not for me. However, after 3 glasses of wine, it seemed possible that a tattoo might be just what I needed. After 4 glasses of wine, as it turned out, it was very easy to make a simple mistake regarding the correct hat in which to place your name for the lucky door prize. I was thinking about what sort of tattoo I wanted when they called my name. Perhaps a small line of poetry in a hidden location. The Tay Bridge disaster, the worst poem in history, sprang to mind. The stronger we our houses do build, the less chance we have of being killed. So true. I ran up to the stage, hand out, ready for the voucher. When the MC passed me the mic and asked me to read my poem, I was too bemused and terrorised to resist. Coughing, I pulled my crumpled paper from my jeans. Luckily, I'd already written an introduction. My poem, Three Deer and a Sheep, is a thrilling epic in rhyming couplets about a New Zealand hunter who woos a single mother by making sausages to his special recipe. The mic squealed and I blinked like a spotlit deer. It was at this point that Daniel just happened to wander in, looking for the latest book on climate change.